It's that time on Friday. It is sports talk. It is 4 o'clock. It is football season. And we're going to turn our attention to the Million Dollar Sandbar.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
Yeah, the roll continues. 5 weeks of picks, five winning weeks. Told you Clemson brings Miami back to earth. Georgia puts the heat on Tennessee. Got Jarrett Garantano five times. The Seahawks would win but not cover. Online, ParamountSports.com. On Twitter, it is at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling checks in. How are things going in South FLA?
Let you know in about an hour when I'm back at home and having a couple friends over, having a couple drinks.
Okay. Well, at least things are looking up. So, actually, we start tonight.
Right.
A battle of Cougars, Houston and BYU. Kalani Sitake has his team 4-0, ranked 15th. Zach Wilson's barely letting the ball hit the ground. He's hit 81% of his throws. Houston has had three postponements and won their owner against Tulane. They've got BYU, a five-point road chalk. Who out Cougs who here?
So, it's a cat fight. both quarterbacks are good. Zach Wilson, NFL prospect. Eight touchdowns, one interception. Houston's Clayton Tune is a solid quarterback, also a dual-threat quarterback. Difference here might be defense. BYU fourth in run defense, scoring in total D. Watch their linebacker and their DBs. They cover, hit, and they wrap up. A lot of these DBs, you know, when a running back's running in the open field, receiver, they try this old, you know, let's throw the body at the guy. BYU doesn't do that. I think they teach their kids the right way to do it. When they have talent, they're a tough out, and they don't beat themselves. BYU, 1-7 penalties in all four games. Houston, 10 penalties in their first game. They got a lot of skill players, but they beat themselves. They do some dumb things and just not real disciplined here. I like BYU. This could, and the reason I picked this game out is they win this game, and they stay undefeated. This might be the year we see a team make it into the semifinals because I think it's isn't it almost impossible for a Pac-12 team to make this year?
Well, I think if one of the teams is dominant and they're unbeaten, and there's a team from one of the other Power Four that's not unbeaten, maybe.
Right.
But you know, the thought
they're
of
only playing how many games?
Six plus the championship game.
Yeah. Yeah, they'd have to be 7-0, and we're talking about they may not have to have any game being close.
No, they'd have to be dominating. They'd have to grab the attention of the selection committee by the lapels.
Right, right.
So what was your number here?
I got a 42-24, BYU.
Right. Normally, a 2-versus-3 matchup in the SEC would be about football and the inside track to the playoff, but of course, it's 2020, so it's about a positive COVID test for Nick Saban. Georgia took down the Vols in their defense, led by Monty Rice. They've got the fifth-best D in America at points. Can they put enough heat on Mac Jones to limit the Tide attack? It's kind of up in the air as if Saban's going to be on the sideline. And, of course, it's the CBS national game. Bryant Denny will host Bama, -6. What gives here?
Game of the week, maybe game of the year. Number two offense in Bama, and I think they have the best offense, averaging 51 points a game against the number two defense, Georgia, giving up just 12 points a game. Battle the Titans. You got to run, if you've been watching Georgia, you got to run on them to have some success. Auburn and Tennessee couldn't. They were stuck in a lot of third and long situations, and college teams just can't go down the field, you know, converting 3rd-and-6, 3rd-and-8, and 3rd-and-10. It just can't be done. But Bama's a cut above, I think, on their offensive line. They're running back, Harris, Najee Harrison. He's except for Travis Etienne, I think he's the second best back in the country. So I think they're going to have, you don't have to run for 200 yards against them. you know, go over the century mark, gain 125, 135 yards. That might be enough with their passing game of Jalen Waddle and Devonta Smith outside. These are two more potential first-round picks as long as they don't get hurt at receiver. So I'm going to back Mac Jones here against Stetson Bennett. Bennett's done a nice job, and the Bama defense is suspect, but maybe they were looking ahead a little bit. I like Bama. Roll Tide. 34-23.
Righty. Back the Mac. Move into the NFL, the NFC West battle, the last two champs, Rams versus the Niners, Santa Clara. L.A. defense led by Aaron Donald had been really tough, saved that trip to Buffalo, but they pack a bunch of heat, and the defending conference champs got Jimmy Garoppolo back last week, but he was so awful and got benched. They got whacked by the Dolphins. The embraceable U's, a short 3-point favorite here. Who you liking?
So they're playing with double revenge of the Rams here. And I'm watching the 49ers, not just against the Dolphins. This is not a good team. What's crazy is they've gone from being, you know, a couple minutes away from winning a Super Bowl, maybe one play away from winning the Super Bowl, to maybe a team that they can't get to 500. I mean, their secondary is terrible. They, without Bosa, are not going to have a whole lot of a pass rush. And the two wins they had this year were against, you're still a Jets fan, right?
Giants.
Oh, Giants. Giants against the Jets and the Giants, which have a combined donut. They're 3 other games are against the Eagles, Cards, and Dolphins, which have a combined 3-8-1 record. So, and the other games that they put, I think that the Rams are too much here for them with Woods, Cooper Kupp, and Tyler Higbee at receiver. I'm going to take the Rams 27-20.
All righty, 27-20. Moving on. Couple more games to break down. Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. Browns trying to win at Pittsburgh for the first time since Tim Couch hit Andre Davis for a big touchdown, and the quarterback on the Steelers was Tommy Maddox. Probably going to be a physical game. Cleveland likes to run. Pittsburgh doesn't like to let anybody run. You have the bad blood from Myles Garrett versus Mason Rudolph last year. Pittsburgh, a field goal, home chalk. How are you seeing this one?
So, when I look at this game, I love the great story of Cleveland. It's a great situation for them. 4-1 for the first time, and who knows when. Why are they 4-1? They're not turning the ball over. +8 in turnover ratio. On top of that, Baker Mayfield, just 3 interceptions in 5 games. But they've been playing with the lead. In Pittsburgh, 20 sacks in 4 games. And on top of that, I think they were looking ahead last week. They brought their C-minus, D-plus game on defense last week. Didn't see that enthusiasm, that energy they usually have. I think they played vanilla in that game, but they're going to throw everything here at Baker Mayfield. And he has a tendency in big games, you know, when they're behind, he throws those interceptions. He loses one of the linebackers on the weak side sometimes in coverage, or a strong safety. In Pittsburgh, they're rolling right now with Chase Claypool emerging as another receiver. So Juju Smith-Schuster, he might just have one of those games where he catches 8-9 balls for at least +150 and a couple touchdowns. I like Pittsburgh 35-27.
All righty. Let's get to the Battle of the Goats in Raymond James Stadium. If you face Key West, it's about 280 miles to your right. If you combine Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, 124,000 passing yards. Rodgers has been nuts this year. 13 TDs, no picks. And, of course, last week we saw the Thursday game when Nick Foles proved he just owns Tom Brady. Pack, a mere 1-point favorite on the road. Who do you think gets the best of who here?
You know, if they played this game a week ago, I'm probably siding with Green Bay. They're 4-0 at the time. They're rolling. But a lot of times you go to that bye week and just sometimes just not able to keep that momentum going. They at 4-0. This is a game they want to win, but it's not a must game. They come out of this game 4-1. They're still sitting in a great position. Tampa Bay with 2 losses. This is a must win game. They never have gotten it together on offense because their 2-star receivers, Godwin and Evans haven't really played together but for more than a game. So I think the Green Bay secondary can be had. Wrong team's favorite. Only the third time these two great quarterbacks have matched up against each other. I think Tampa Bay pulls a small upset. Wrong team's favorite, 30-27.
All righty. Barn burner. Yep. A lot of good games, and we like to hit on all of them, but we know when it's game day and the bell sounds, you and your people have a single focus. Find the matchup edges to pick winners for your clients. Game of the week, the Monday nighter. Chiefs off their first loss against the Bills off their first loss. Let the folks know how to get that one and all Paramount Sports has to offer.
Just go to ParamountSports.com. I know, Steve, there's a lot of people love to come on board, but, you know, maybe they can't swing it for a month financially or not ready to make that commitment. Well, we've had a great year. 5 out of 6 winning weeks. We hit our 45-unit play last week. And going back 12 years now with that win, we're 49-15-1 on these 40-50-unit plays. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make an offer to them. 7 games... just $77. That's right. 7 games. It's an instant download. 4 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday. As soon as you purchase it, window pops open with all 7 games with the unit ratings from 10 to 50 units. So, you know, for less than $100 investment, and you're playing even $100, $200 a game, we have a big week. We can make you more than $1,000. So, ParamountSports.com, 7 for $77 special, or give us a call here at the office, 800-400-9741.
All right. Well, A, have fun, travel safe, and enjoy the cocktails with your buddies.
I only got to drive 2 miles.
Oh, okay. Well, my money's on you. Enjoy. Always fun, Lee. Talk next week.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.